Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined by Ronan Power, CEO of Pinergy Solar. Ronan, welcome to Ours to Protect.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a million. Listen, solar and renewable energy, tell me a little bit about the work that you do in Pinergy.
So we'd be what you would call a residential and commercial and industrial installer within the Irish market. So we service customers in their homes and then also businesses in terms of installing rooftop solar for them.
And the push towards solar and renewable energies in particular, it's been pretty overwhelming in the last number of years here in Ireland.
Yeah, the market's seen absolutely huge growth over the last number of years, where we're now seeing, you know, solid supports coming in from government in both the residential and now into the commercial space, which was brought in last year, which offers businesses huge grants. So kind of that coupled with our energy crisis, which, you know, is not too much of a distant memory for people, where solar would have been seen as a quick and easy solution to help support people while the prices were very, very high. But the current run rate probably sees about 500 homes a week, according to the SEAI, are installed every week. So our current run rate sees us at between 24 and 25,000 homes a year are now picking up solar.
So there's a definite appetite there for change. If people are considering going down the solar route, what's the process? Talk us through what happens.
Yeah, look, so the first process really for anybody should be to get onto the SEAI website, right, and to find a registered installer who can process their grant on their behalf. It's important that people do actually, you know, look around, investigate into the companies that are going to do it, because at the end of the day, these assets are going to be on their roof and delivering electricity to them for the next quarter of a century. And, you know, if you were buying a house which is built into your mortgage, you know, you'd probably look around a good bit as well. So my advice to people will be is to make sure you do your homework, make sure you get certified installers, certified with the SEAI. But that will be the beginning of the process. And then once you make a decision on to go ahead, it's a fairly simple process thereafter, particularly in the residential space, where, you know, your installer will be in contact, schedule your install. It's normally done over a day or two between the roof works and the electrical works. And then once that's finished, it's about commissioning, turning on the system, and then processing the grant. So end to end, you know, between the grant being processed and paid out, you're probably talking about 3 months from when people make a decision to go ahead.
And then what are some of the benefits of availing of solar energy for our homes?
There's multiple benefits, you know, apart from the obvious, which is the environmental impact of installing solar. It also creates an element of independence. And the study that we carried out showed recently that, you know, energy independence was actually quite important to the male side of the survey, where they're looking for security around their energy. But also it de-risks you. So it gives you energy independence against where the market was at, because obviously we saw residential prices in the electricity market increase dramatically a few years ago. And solar will account for somewhere between 40 and 50% of your energy usage in the home every year, which means that you're insulating yourself from that kind of a risk in the future for about half of your electricity.
You've published some information there just with regards to people's awareness around SEAI solar grants and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there were some interesting results. I mean, I would have said that some of the results would be as we would expect. You know, there's an awful lot of information available about solar. But we're at the very, very beginning of our solar journey here. So like right now, of all the eligible homes in Ireland, we're only about 4.5% of the way through all of the homes that can in fact have solar. But what I found really, really interesting myself around the study was the low amount of people. So I think it was only 24% of the people had acknowledged knowing about the zero VAT. Now, that was brought in last year, which was a huge benefit to that market space. And I think that, you know, probably from a governmental point of view, education campaigns and awareness campaigns, I think will be quite important, because right now it's never been cheaper to install residential solar. There's strong grant support from the government. And the VAT was removed last year, which obviously reduces the cost by 13.5%. Now, although the grant did reduce a little bit this year, we're actually compensating our customers a little bit, just to say that we're offering 2023 grant rates. there's quite a bit out there available. And I think that what the survey really tells us is that it's not as widely known as we may have expected it should be, especially considering the narrative around solar at the moment.
I know it's obviously dependent on the size of a home and there's so many different variables. But in general, when we're talking about solar, how much is the outlay for the average householder?
It does depend, and I certainly it'd be very, very hard to guess, right, depending on the house, because you can have a home where you have an east-west system that could have 20 panels versus a house in Dublin that could have six, and everything in between is relative to scale. So it'd be very, very hard to say. But obviously on the higher end, you'll get better grant supports. So I know that the maximum grant support is 2,100 from the SCAI. And that reduces depending on the size of the system. But it's certainly not a one-shoe-fits-all. And, you know, you need to really assess every single property on a case-by-case basis, because really what you don't want to be doing is over-specking a system. And you don't want people to be investing in things that really don't ultimately bring them benefit. You want to make sure it's right-sized for their own tailored domestic usage.
Ronan, I know you're a board member of the Irish Solar Energy Association. Tell us a little bit about the ISEA and the work that you do.
Yeah, so it's really an association that started out quite a number of years ago as the development market. So that's the utility scale where, you know, you're talking about 50, 60, 70 acres of land being developed into a solar farm. And over the last number of years, the residential and then also the commercial and industrial, say, industries have started to form a major, major part of our delivery on our 2030 climate action plan. So the association is about bringing awareness. It's also about lobbying at a governmental and policy level to try and make sure that we pave the way for solar to be a major contributor in terms of our 2030 climate action target. And if you were to look at us overall, right, if at our current run rate by 2030, the residential market alone would actually produce or contribute somewhere around 7% of our total 2030 targets. I call it the sleeping giant because, you know, we talk about large-scale solar farms and large-scale wind farms, but that residential piece, you know, at its current run rates and with the supports, will actually have a meaningful contribution. So people are, in fact, quite literally playing their part in delivering on our sustainability targets by 2030.
And you're speaking at this weekend's Ideal Homes show in the RDS. Indeed. What can people expect?
You know, to give people awareness around it, right? The decision to get on with solar, it's a big decision, right? It is an asset that's going to be around for 25 years. You want to make sure it's a good decision. But it's about educating people on the benefits, like similar to the chat we're having now, you know, where you can offset your electricity. You know, the asset's going to be around for a quarter of a century. It'll be warranty. The panels have a warranty of 25 years. So it's really about educating people on the actual benefits of in fact, doing it. Because people can be apprehensive about large purchases. And really, this one is it's a very, very good investment for people into their own future.
For people who want to find more information about Pinergy Solar or about the ISEA or indeed the SEAI, there's lots of letters of the alphabet there. Where is the best place to direct people when they want to start looking at their journey with solar energy?
Yeah. So like as I said, you really want to start with the SEAI, right? So the SEAI have their approved installers list. And you can check out our websites at solarelectric.ie or you can check out Isaiah's website as well. So there's a multitude of resources available for people and white papers available for people to read, case studies, etc. So there's a raft of information out there because the market has come on so much. And there's an awful lot of people out there who've gone through that journey. And I would always recommend if people know somebody who's gone down the route of installing a solar system, that they should reach out, ask them, you know, are the benefits what they're being told they are? How was their experience and stuff like that? So there's quite a lot of people out there. As I said, there's 500 homes a week in Ireland currently being installed.
Ronan Power, CEO of Pinergy Solar and also board member of the Irish Solar Energy Association. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.